Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lunchtime, 713-572-4610. Send the pics of your lunch. John Lopez just popped open a Coors Light in the studio. That's how we rolling. It's that kind of Monday here on In the Loop. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. John Lopez.
Telling stories,
fighting,
man.
The good fight. Get you a gulp into that Coors Light.
I like that Coors Light on Saturday, man. That was good
cold
stuff.
Twin Peaks, cold Coors Light, very good. Figgy got on that blonde brew. What'd you think of it, Figgy? Was it all right for you?
It was good, man. I'm gonna start getting that.
Yeah. Blonde beer goes in.
It's good.
You did the Minaj?
I did the Minaj. I went blonde, red, brunette. Twin Peaks makes that cold beer. It
Shout
was
out
good.
To all the Loopholes. We have very, very Lots loyal. All our shows have fans. Loopholes are extremely loyal, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, 100%. 100% the best. It was a fun event. We look forward to many, many more. Texans back in town practicing. OTAs have kicked off. Ryan Griffin released over the weekend. John McClain's going to give us an update on this tomorrow. I saw Deontay Foreman put out another video, another workout video yesterday, mm-hmm. episode 2. So I know he's very excited about this. I want to just do a little bit of an exercise, and I just want to go back. We'll look forward at 12:40, but right now as OTAs begin, let's just do a little exercise where we go back in time,
okay,
and we talk about what we were talking about exactly a year ago today as OTAs began. Just what were the talking points then compared to now? The first two are quite obvious. The return of Deshaun Watson
off the ACL
and J.J. Watt to the field. Mm-hmm. Will J.J. Watt be able to be elite? Deshaun Watson, is he going to be able to stay healthy? What will we need there? Those were the two biggest talking points heading into to the point where I almost felt bad for J.J. having to do it because he'd already done it the year before. But those were the two things we were saying, and I think it's safe to say that with those questions we had last year, both of those guys rose to the occasion, and they eliminated any skepticism or any doubt that we had about the status of both of them.
No question. I think both.
You all right?
Got something down my throat. Sorry.
You all right?
I think both of them exceeded expectations. J.J. especially. 16.5 sacks. Remember we were saying, well, maybe he'll get double-digit sacks. You know, that would be a win if he can get to 10 sacks. Well, he had 16.5. I mean, he exceeded everything. And Deshaun exceeded everything physically. I just think, you know, they were, you know, getting sacked so much and having to, you know, to carry the team on the ground so much. I still can't get over that one stat that people kind of tend to gloss over. They talk about it, but they kind of gloss over it. Were they 14th or 8th in the league in rushing, but without Deshaun Watson's rushing yards, or 31st? That's how much he improved. That's what he meant to the team.
Will Fuller, we were talking about Will Fuller last year. Can this guy mm-hmm. stay on the field? I mean, we were talking about Will Fuller being injury prone. This was about 365 days ago with OTAs. 365 days now. What are we saying about Will Fuller?
Same thing. We're trying to see if he can stay healthy. He's in a situation right now. I mean, he's one of those make or break players. I talked earlier about you know, I think Nick Martin, and nobody really is talking about that much, is in a make or break year. You know, he's a guy that was graded low as a center last year, kind of rode the wave of good publicity after, you know, the year before last through last year, but he really didn't play that well last year. Will Fuller does have another year on his contract, but it's a $10 million cap hit after 2019.
Yeah, they picked up that fifth year option for him.
It's but what I'm saying is, it's make or break right now.
That's it.
For him, because the dead cap money is zero.
We're saying the exact same thing. Kiki Kuti, we were talking about Kiki Kuti last year. He was the guy who everybody was talking about after rookie minicamp. Everybody was talking about how this guy looked out there. You won't believe what this guy looks like in the slot. We got a little bit of a taste of it, but now Kiki Kuti and the injury concerns have kind of emerged as well a year later. And I will say this too. Given the fact that Kiki Kuti was the guy that everybody was raving about at rookie minicamp last year, when he was on the field, he looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
If that's the case, Kahale Waring, maybe he can have a good year as well.
I was just going to say.
Because he's basically the new Kiki Kuti of this year.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. This year's Kiki Kuti is Kahale Waring. So if you get that kind of production minus the injuries, of course, you'll be on to something.
Something else we were talking about last year. We're talking about all the storylines heading into OTAs. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. D Deontay Foreman, he was coming off an Achilles injury. Will Deontay Foreman be able to return to the field? He did not. He played one game in the regular season, and then he played the one in the playoffs. But now it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how. How is Deontay Foreman going to look when he's on the field? Because he's probably in the best shape he's ever been in. That's a storyline that has kind of changed from last year to this year.
He is in the best shape, at least by all accounts, all reports. I'm not working out with him. I'm not seeing him every day, you know, but by all accounts, he is. It's just a matter of production with him. I remember when he came in as a rookie, you know, talking about how excited I was for his potential and how much he could, you know, he proved himself as a running back at the collegiate level. He just hasn't done it at the NFL level consistently. He has less than 400 yards. He's going into his third year. Yep. Third year with less than 400 yards. It's not what you look like or your potential anymore with him. It's getting it done.
Got to get it done. It's a make or break. It might be more of a make or break for Deontay than it is Will Fuller and Nick Martin. J.D. Clowney, this point last year, Brian Gaines said that he wanted to lock him up and give him a contract extension. He didn't get it. They slapped the franchise tag on him. J.D. Clowney, the same storyline now that we had last year. Is this guy going to get a contract or not? And to add fuel to that, is he going to report? We don't know right now when J.D. Clowney is going to make his presence felt with the Texans this offseason. But the ongoing question of if they're going to commit to him long-term is still there, and it seems less certain this year than it did last year.
I think the story hasn't really changed from last year, has it? I mean, it's kind of we're talking about the same things. Should they sign him then? Will they sign him next year? Well, now we're saying, should we sign him now, or will they sign him next year? You know, how are they going to play this if he signs the tag, you know, the franchise tag? It's kind of the same story, and with Jadeveon Clowney right now, he is not going to report. That's the one big different thing this year and last year. Last year he reported he had to, although he wasn't, you know, necessarily a full participant for a while there, which was bizarre. This year he's just not even going to be there.
And, of course, the elephant in the room, what we were saying last year, the offensive line. Surely this offensive line can't be worse than it was last year is what we were saying. Maybe it was a little bit better last year.
No, it wasn't.
But I feel like we're having – okay, well – You're kind of tipping your hand here. I feel like we're saying the exact same thing. Surely this can't be worse than it was last year. I think this is the offensive line, exact same thing as it was last year.
Exact. But maybe this time we really mean it. You know, it won't be as bad as last year, could it? Maybe this year it'll finally be different. You look at what they did on the offensive line, and I was looking this morning at someone. Kind of, you know, after all the signings and everything, going into OTAs basically, you know, looking back at where the rosters are on all 32 teams, and they had the Texans offensive line. They destroyed them. Like, you know, that I think the comment was, and I'll have to find it so I can give proper credit, but the comment was the Texans front office had some nerve doing this to Deshaun Watson. You know, coming with a Matt Khalil.
I think you're talking about the draft redo by Joe Marino of the Draft Network.
Maybe that was it.
Here's the quote right here, talking about the Texans offseason. The Texans need to improve its offensive line, which was arguably the greatest need of any team in the entire NFL.
Yeah,
franchise quarterback Deshaun Watson was welcomed back to the lineup coming off an ACL tear by getting sacked 62 times last year. General manager Brian Gain entered free agency with over $70 million in available cap space and pressing need to improve the protection for Watson. And the fish he landed was the perpetual underachieving Matt Khalil on a one-year deal. There were a number of starting caliber offensive linemen available to sign, including Trent Brown, Jawan James, Mitch Morse, Roger Saffold, and Matt Paradis for starters. And Gain basically sat on his hands.
They torched Brian Gain. I mean, they could be dead wrong because some people are saying, you know, some great things about what they've seen so far. Non-contact, of course, with Titus Howard and some of these others. And who knows with Matt Khalil. But is that unfair to you? Because it's not to me.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if it works, Brian Gain looks smart. But from the outside looking in, I mean, it's fair. And he also did not like the pick of Titus Howard. You get a mulligan in this exercise. His draft mulligan, instead of offensive tackle Titus Howard, he would have drafted offensive tackle Cody Ford out of Oklahoma. Says that he would have been a for sure starter. You don't know if Titus Howard is that. I liked Ford as well, but we'll see how Titus Howard looks. He's going to either make a lot of people look dumb or he's going to make one guy look very smart, and that guy is Brian Gaine.
Yeah.
And I know for the sake of the city, for the sake of the quarterback that we love, that we think is going to eventually get us to the promised land, we're rooting for him.
Yeah.
We're rooting for a lot of people to look dumb and Brian Gaine to look smart, but the jury's still out on that. Did you see what Dirk Nowitzki said, former Dallas Mavericks power forward Dirk Nowitzki?
Love it.
Known for his strict health regimen and working out. You know, he kept himself in good shape for the 20-plus years he was in the NBA. He was on 105.3 The Fan out there in Dallas a couple weeks ago, and they asked him about how he's handled retirement in the offseason. And he said, quote, "I have not worked out once, and I've eaten ice cream every single day. I've gained 15 pounds.
Good. He's not going to stay there. He's not going to continue to gain weight. You know, he's going to get into, he's going to fall into his regular, you know, cardio workout and maybe a little cross training. I could see him doing another sport, like for a hobby, like running, you know, a marathon or something. But right now, dude, you got 20 years in the NBA, whatever the number was. Just go indulge. Go away for 6 months. Gain weight. He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
If I asked you, if I told you I would give you, what's the most weight you could gain in 2 months for $1 million? Like if they gave you a limit for $1 million in 2 months, what's the most weight you think you could gain?
I could easily gain 50 pounds.
You gain 50 pounds in 2 months.
Maybe 40 pounds. 2 months is pretty quick.
You gained 40 pounds in 2 months.
Dude, I work out every single, well, not every day, but I work out every week, you know, at least three or four
every
times
week.
A week. At least three or four times a week. And I watch what I eat. You see me with my salads every day. If I went total veg with cheeseburgers and barbecue and every day, I could easily gain 40 or 50 pounds. Easily. Don't dare me, though, because I'm not.
No. I mean, I don't have $1 million to make this bet. I wish I did.
How about you?
I don't know. I probably gained like 30 pounds, maybe.
Figgy?
Maybe, but I'd be sick.
Probably close to 30, 40.
Most of us have a fat person inside of us.
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
When I was at my fattest, that's an In the Loop game. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. We've looked back at the Texans. We're going to look ahead, and we're also, speaking of football, the XFL is holding a press conference. Sean Pendergast is there. We're going to ask him if Johnny Manziel is on his way in town. Keep it locked. Lunch hour of In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.